September 22, 2021. It's a Watt for Pedro show. Thank you.
been tall and tall, the usual fit behind.
Watch for Pedro Show. Happy Wednesday. Started off with John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Ruby, my dear, and then Andrew Clement next to me. Because of those Estonian software engineers and their Skype invention, I am connected with Andrew Clement. You in Cleveland, brother Andrew?
That's right.
Okay. Welcome aboard. You can say hi. You can say
hi. Hello.
Ahoy or whatever. Don't say a vast, though, because that means stop, right? Okay, please bring me your earliest musical memory, Andrew.
You know, my earliest musical memory is probably watching the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Ah, and did it stir something in you?
Yeah, I don't know. It sure did. I don't know. Our brother was 9 years older, and it was it did to him too. He started a band called Mirrors.
Ah, so there's musical instruments in the house you grew up?
Well, yeah. In probably like 10 years after that, there were guitars.
Well, when you were really young, like what about in grade school? Were you in the choir, the marching band, or shit like that?
I was not.
But that's okay. I'm just curious. I can't read minds yet, so I still have to use words. I'm working on it. What was the first record you bought with your own money, Andrew?
It was a 45 of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Lucky Man.
I remember that song. I had a buddy. He loved that band. I saw him a few times because he was my buddy. But, man, I think that's why
all I have is just that 45. And
well, the bass player sang it, but he played guitar. He didn't play bass, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Greg Lake. He also was in King Crimson, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what made you buy that that record, that 45.
I just like that tune.
Oh, okay.
We heard it on the radio.
You heard it on the radio. And what was the first gig you went and saw, Andrew?
It was, I don't know, it was either T-Rex at the Lowe's Yorktown Theater or Pink Floyd at the gym at Case Western Reserve.
My first gig was T-Rex. Me and Dee Boone saw T-Rex at the Long Beach Auditorium in 1973. So you're the first guy on the show, 20 years, 3-4 months of doing the show. First gig was T-Rex. Well, it could have been. It might have been Pink Floyd, right?
Yeah, it was one or the other.
Okay, but did you like T-Rex? I thought they were bitching. I loved them.
I did.
You know, they didn't have merchandise in those days, but they would have dudes a couple blocks from the venue selling bootleg shit. And this dude had Xeroxed half of the cover record with Ride a White Swan. I bought this poster of Mark Bolan for $2. I put it on my bulkhead. He was my first rock and roll hero on my bulkhead. That's probably something you didn't need to know.
Yeah,
I don't
totally.
Know. How much were you into T-Rex?
I was in them quite a lot. Let's see. I have a bunch of index cards on my bed here, but oh, it's like they're in like number 12 or something. So pretty much.
Okay, now you got an older brother, and what? He starts playing guitar?
Yeah. Well, he actually started on bass, from what I hear.
Ah, great.
And then switch to guitar.
Okay. And what, you get infected?
Yeah, totally.
And do you guys make a band?
Well, he had a band called Mirrors, and they were practicing in the our various apartments, and like the third apartment, there was a room in the back with that they painted purple and black with big triangles. It was very disorienting.
Well, you know, practice pad is very personal, right?
Yeah.
Also, do you remember those in the 70s, man, dudes would do up their bedrooms, right, with paint them black and ultraviolet lights and black light posters? It was like that here in Pedro.
That could be, I don't know, I didn't really see any of that, but, you know, there could have been some of that.
Well, it sounds like that practice pad had some of that. Mirrors, did you watch them prac?
Yeah, I saw probably all the gigs, all the practice things first.
And did that make you want to start your own band?
I was a little too young at that point to start a band, but it got me thinking that way, yeah.
Okay, when did you get your first guitar, Andrew?
Probably was like a 19 or 20.
And how did it happen?
I don't know. I just,
I mean, did you buy one? Did you buy it, or was it a gift, or, you know?
Yeah, I bought it.
Okay. I mean, like, was it a pawn shop, or did you get a brand new, like, expensive?
Yeah, it was a pawn shop deal.
Yeah, like me and D-Boom. And what about an amp?
That came along a little later. I got a Vox Super Beetle, or I believe.
Oh, wow, those were loud.
Yep.
Yeah, now.
And heavy, too, and I,
Right.
I stopped doing that when I moved to New York. I got something smaller, and I had a Vox Cambridge.
Oh, yeah.
A small combo amp.
Sure. Now, how did you learn? Self-taught? Did you get a teacher? Did your brother show you shit?
He showed me the basic chords, major and minor. So, you know, what that's that.
What about your first stuff? Was it trying to copy off records, or were you writing your own material right from the get-go?
I wrote my own material, I guess. I'm trying to think.
Well, I ask you that, sure. Andrew, because we had a much different experience. Me and Dee Boone, we only learned off record. Nobody we knew wrote their own song until we did.
Your comment on tuning kind of like
oh, you know about
specified that. I like it tight. I like it loose.
You know about that. Yeah, we were pretty stupid. So that even made it harder to learn off the records. We should have went for our own songs because, yeah, we thought tuning. We thought, here's what we thought. If you played Down on the Corner by Creedence Clearwater Revival and it sounded right, you were in tune. We didn't understand that your Down on the Corner had to be like the guy you were playing with. Down on the Corner. Look, you gave me this music here. Bleach Mold. I love this.
Dimwit and dingy, poor mouth attendant, answering for your box of sins, I'm watching you. So now you tip the matter, red homage, your national bolt. The red homage, exactly as we sold. Shake the prudent, diminished shang. Swing the fence, the menace, ring the chance of distance, unreason, tristral guilt of the nether's dolt. You've got a lot of you're about to spay with inhabitants, you take away your gesture. Pieces and fractions. Everything's popping. I've got vision for incarceration. I've got vision for tribulation. I've got a vision of your deception. Remind me again why I'm here. Remind the others lasting and lost, elsewhere rekindled, while we strike the hour. Cedar Avenue, the dim with dingy, purge mouth attendant answering for your box of sins. He tips the matters, but he's watching you. Bring me the sharp combatants within a linear line. Gunfire, gunfire, gunfire clicking from the religious list that can't be tracked. Where am I right now? Where am I right now? Where am I right now? I am always unknowing. Lunatic ticking. A lunatic tricks his way through every crack in his head walk. Drop your books. Drop your books. And the Asphodel learners recite. Asphodel learners recite. For your box of sins, tips the matter, tips the matter, tips the matter, watching you. You speculated last week, but I did not know that to define everything without knowing is to seek and tread, seek and tread. Zagreb was impersonal, that is rather not right. Seek and tread, seek and tread. I get ready for leaving because the pants have shut their seams and the thieves know to stay out. When I crest, your head will rest. But you still think, what sort of guitar cuts to the artful men? You knew last week that this was a test, but you sit in your tiny room by yourself, turning a heater on high, so that everyone stays out. When you rest, when you rest, when you rest.
be a party. There's gonna 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 be a party.
Thank you.
Walk for Pedro show. Starting that chunk of music off. Andrew Klimek. Is it Klimek?
Klimek.
Okay. I don't want to fuck it up. Okay. Bleach mold. There's going to be a party. Actually, that's what you use to fight mold, right? Is bleach. Okay. There's going to be a party when you die. Brand new from the Emperor's of Ice Cream out of England. Toy Mango from Ithaca, New York. Am I going to die from this? Patrick Irish. Unrelate. Will of Power. Springtime. That's brand new. Vermes de Lobo out of Brazil. Disforme. Luida Schoenen from Graf out of Netherlands. Up Around the Sun. And this is Tim Kerr out of Austin. New Proj. Horny You. Bombus Prendon from the D.C. area with Muskalunga. And then finally, Andrew Klimek. Transmography?
Yeah, transmogrification,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for the mispronounce.
All right.
Okay. So, do you form a band right away, or is it like man alone and trying to learn that instrument?
First off, it was just being alone trying to figure things out, and then John Morton asked me to be in his visual arts band, which was like a performance art band, but a little different. It was him, his wife at the time, Michelle, my sister Karen, Mike Walden on drums, and Laura Kennedy, and a couple other people, but we did visual art things.
And was there music going with it?
Like on a track or two, there was stuff that the Styrenes recorded for us.
Okay. So what, you guys had projectors and stuff?
No projectors. We did live.
Oh, like theatrical thing. Almost.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Do you remember your first gig?
I have some memories of the gigs.
Well, what about the first one? You only got one first one.
That's right.
Do you have any memory from
that? The first one was in high school. I was in the, we had, music appreciation class, and we did a version of John Cage's 433, and I played cello on that, but that was a silent piece as well.
I was going to say, it was kind of a little Marcel Marceau. You got a little mime? Well, not exactly a mime. You probably had the instrument, but the bow never hit the string?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, because...
the strings were like a string quartet and a small choir and so forth.
And then silence.
And it began.
Yeah, I should enlighten the listeners to Mr. Cage's piece was conceptual. He was trying to ask the question, what is music? By not having, or silence being, there's a Slit song, right? Silence is a rhythm. In the beginning, rhythm. Silence is a rhythm too, I think the lady said. Aria. Cancer took her. So, okay. And what about the first gig on guitar where you got to hit the strings?
Well, that's good. We, after Giant the Dicks split up, we, I had a group called Tender Buttons with Laura Kennedy and Jim Ellis on bass and Carol Rutz on drums. We recorded but did not play out. So after that, X-Blank X itself started.
Ah, yeah. Mm. I played a lot of that on the show. I really dig it.
And I gotta say, against what Craig Bell said, John Morton and I did not meet at a party.
I had the bass man, Craig.
And he was not there when, John Morton came to play bass with Mirrors, and that's where I met him.
I should tell the listeners, I had Craig Bell on the show, a bass player from the Cleveland area of this. So you must have heard the spiel. He gave a blurry memory.
Yeah, but he wasn't there. He was
real blurry. He was in the army.
Yeah, was blurry by not being there.
Okay. He was really fun to talk to, though. So maybe he didn't get everything wrong. So you started that band. You're part of the the former, or was it your band? Did you start it yourself?
It was Jim Morton started it.
Okay, Jim
Morton. And he said, hey, let's do this band, and I'm going to New York in six, 6 months. So, he said, well, let's do this, and we'll do some recordings, and that'll be it for the band. I said, okay, we'll do that. And I think I'll probably move to New York anyway.
Well, there were, at most times, there was a strong Cleveland, New York, right? Who kept going over there? He tried to be in television and stuff.
Peter Lochner.
Peter Lochner. Right. So there was this kind of connect, even going back to Velvet Underground, right? That Cleveland was the town they played the most. So maybe for Cleveland cats, New York City was the big... Actually, it was for us here in SoCal. That's what a tour was, going to New York City, turn around and come back. So it was just going to be a short-term plan.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't it trippy once the ball gets rolling?
Once the ball gets rolling.
And do you remember that the first gig you did with him, John? And
it was at Pirate's Cove.
Wow.
Which is that?
It was called, by the time I played there, it was called Peabody's Down Under in the Flats, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew, how aware were you guys of Pere Ubu?
Pardon?
How aware were you guys at that time of Pere Ubu?
Well, Pere Ubu was in Cleveland, too. And they played regularly at the Pirates Cove.
Right, that's why I asked that. That's why I asked that. Were you guys aware of each other? Did you influence each other?
Sure. Yeah, we were aware. There was a couple gigs at in downtown at I can't remember where, but there were it was Mirrors, Pere Ubu, and Electric Eels playing.
Ah, yeah, great band.
So they did like a thing in the paper and everything. So I was aware of them.
So, how tight was the scene? You were aware, like you shared gigs, but you didn't share practice pads, right?
And we didn't share practice pads, I can recall. There might have been some point, but it was a small scene. It's like those three bands, and I can think of that was it. There may have been someone else, but that was it.
Wow. So maybe that's why New York City was a... Because you guys weren't thinking about touring, really.
No, we didn't think of touring. John was wanted to go to New York because he's a visual artist as well. And so he could work on his career there and so forth. Leads to his career as a heroin addict, but that's another problem.
Okay. You know, on the guitar... You went to New York City. Did you see DNA?
I did.
And what did you think of Art O. Lindsay's guitar playing?
It was fine.
Yeah, I thought it was incredibly trippy.
I saw, I went there went up from D.C. to New York on a train, and I saw DNA and... Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Wow.
And
Lydia Lunch.
And Contractions.
Wow.
And Contortions, rather.
Jen's Chance.
Yeah.
And that has slide guitar player, right? Pat Place.
That's right.
Wow, she was great. She was on the show a few months ago. She had actually got Bad Bush Tetras back together. Not with everybody, but some of the members. So how long was that New York trip? What did it turn into? You live in there?
That trip was a side thing from Giant and Dicks playing in D.C. and I went up to New York and then went back to Cleveland. And then I moved to New York after that.
Okay, so you end up moving there. Because, Andrew, we got kind of a connect. I think the Minutemen shared stage with you at Folk City West.
Oh, we did when...
Folk City West, it was our first New York City gig by ourselves, because before that we played open for Black Flag or something like that. but the, our first headline, and it was with you guys, I think, and somebody called, like, the President of the United States or something. They were like,
right, then. They were playing on the gig.
Right, it was kind of like...
Morph with Red Dark Sweet.
And Red Dark Sweet, of course. That's where I remember. So we kind of share that thing, and that must have been during the period when you lived there, right?
Yeah. It was glorious 4 years.
4 years?
80 to 84. 80 to 83 is when I lived there.
Okay, that's when the gig was. It was in the beginning of 83. Wow. That's a trip. So what are we talking? We're talking almost 38 years.
Crazy.
Yeah. Time is a fucking train, a freight train that will not stop and keeps rushing on. But I remember that the gig clear as a bell. It was a little pad, but I mean, it was on the, like in Greenwich Village.
Right.
Right. Okay, you remember. Of course you would remember. It's Watt with the terrible memory. Look, we're at the end of the first hour of the September 22nd, 2021 edition Watt Pedro Show special guest, Andrew Clement. Hold tight for hour two. September 22, 2021, second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
You may see me on the street and think you know who I am. You may see me on the street and think you know what. Sometimes despise them,
But in truth they understand a small performance. Take your time. Stop wanting. Stop needing. Let me carry you.
Oh, I speak for a great many citizens of Montreal. The number of suicides up here by people who throw themselves in front of the metro is reaching alarming proportions. I say if you want to knock yourself off, it's your own business. But please, do it on your own time, in a way that will not inconvenience others. Pills are much neater, or you could put your head in the oven and turn on the gas. I am a motorman on the metro. Our schedules have been loused up 3 times in the last few months by loonies who knock themselves off by jumping in front of our trains. When this happens, everything stops, and it is one huge mess. The police must be notified, and nothing can move until the tracks are cleaned up.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start up the second hour. Andrew Klimek with Ariel Sin. The only Ariel I know is Ariel Bender, right? He was the second guitar guy in Mappa Hoople. Then Ben Salter from Tasmania with Hurt. Lucas Abella tricked you out of Sydney. And then Andrew Klimek. Subway Song. Subway Song. Is that a New York City experience?
No, that was actually just something we clipped out of the newspaper and read.
Ah, okay.
But that's on a stick.
Well, let me ask you about your songwriting process. Is it stuff like that, topical? Do you keep a notebook of words? Do you do little, well, in the old days, right, we didn't have voice memo, but...
No, it's usual, at that point it's usually in notebooks and so forth.
And what happens with that band? Well, you stay in New York City, right? The band, why you came there?
I was just there for 4 years, really, 80 to 80, end of 83.
Well, we're going to play you some Dark, Red Dark Suite. And so I want to know how that happened. How'd you guys get together?
We got together because I was married to Charlotte Pressler at the time. And we were together for a few years after that. And I don't know, what else I can say about that. It was a great time.
Well, the guys in the band were Cleveland people, right?
It varied. We were in New York and we had a dozen different rhythm section players, and we moved to Cleveland, we had a dozen different rhythm section players.
Oh, you guys kept going when you went back? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. And, of course, New York City, there's hardly anybody from New York City in the playing in bands and stuff, right? They're all from other towns.
Yeah, pretty much.
And how did you guys find each other? Was it like ads in the Village Voice? I've heard people tell me that.
No, we just from going to gigs and so forth. Like, there are those, like, the bands on New York all had... One, at least one person from Cleveland in them. Or no, not ours, but the other bands had some from Cleveland in them. So there was can't think of the word for it, but there was a tradition of that. And then we just would see different bands. Let me see.
Can you remember the first Red Dark Sweet gig?
First Red Dark Sweet gig would be probably at Studio Henry, which was in the basement of this pet store in the West Village.
Okay.
And
how did it go?
Oh, it's fine. It was just I think it was just a duo of Charlotte and me. We also played Inroads with Frank Kogan on guitar and bass, and Donna Radicek was on drums as one of our great lineups that fell apart after two gigs.
And why do you think that happened?
I don't know. You know, we were... I can't say. They were Nazis, but we weren't. So it was just like, well, there were a lot of people that were in bands, two bands, three bands at the time, and we were like a lower rung people.
Lower rung? That's so dehumanizing, well, you know, though. You mean like there's some kind of like that Cat Beefheart song about the bottom man on the totem pole?
Yeah, kind of like that.
I can totally relate. Look, I want to play some Red Dark Sweet. You gave me two tunes, and they're, yeah, listen.
Syria.
For Pedro Show. Started that chunk of music off with Red Dark Sweet doing Mrs. Hanson slash. What's that sound I hear? Red Dark Sweet. A quick one before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut by Have a Nice Life. Planning for Burial out of Pennsylvania, not Philadelphia. Although it does belong to that state. In fact, I think that's how you get from Cleveland to New York City is the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Yep.
Okay. I've done it many times. But probably not as much as you have. New metal, plan for burial. And then Red Dark Sweet with Oh Carol. So tell me about this big piece, Mrs. Hanson. What's that sound out here?
Mrs. Hanson's another one of those clipped out of the newspaper things. And that was Charlotte's song. What's That Sound I Hear was my memories back to mirrors and watching them practice.
Oh, wow. So you're watching your brother practice. Yeah, mirrors. So the What's That Sound I Hear is like you getting tripped out by listening to these guys.
Yeah.
Okay. And like a piece like that. You guys didn't make demos, right? What you improvise in a crack pad or something?
Well, we did improvise in we actually did do that on a demo, but it was a little sloppy. It was some equipment we had, and we did the tracks wrong, so the guy was like, I can't do anything with this. guitar and bass on the same track. I was like, I don't know.
Okay.
Seemed right to us.
Yeah. It's learning by doing, right? And what about this tune, O Carol?
I don't know. I don't even think I gave that to you, did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know why I did that, but it's a Chuck Berry song?
Yeah. I know.
I don't know why I did that, but...
It's the one that... If you ever seen that movie, was it Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll with Keith Richards and Chuck Berry? That's the one where Chuck keeps telling Keith, you're not playing it right, man. And Keith can't say anything, right? He's always gotten his way. But Chuck Berry's his hero, so he can't say anything, right? I think Chuck punched him out at one point.
But it's not in the film.
But off camera, I heard about that. But I was wondering why, Carol, it's on the live one, right? Get your yayas, the Rolling Stone version. And it's not that much off, but it's enough where Chuck said, you got it wrong, Keith. You got it wrong. So, what made you guys want to cover a tune like that? Because, actually, rock and roll, right? Music is music.
Yeah.
I think that's a really healthy thing. And now you were talking about getting a Super Beetle amp around, being tough. How did you get equipment around in Manhattan?
Well, that's another reason why I went for the smaller stuff. we did some in trains, and some in cabs.
Man, the drummers, especially, the guy in the rear with all the gear, criming. Oh, what about the thing where the clubs, like this is in Europe and Asia and stuff, the clubs themselves have backline?
They didn't in New York when we were there.
I know all about that.
There's only one club that did that. I know,
we were very slow to catch on. The other thing was, not letting other bands borrow your stuff. I found that was a weird kind of U.S. thing. Like, nah, you're not touching my stuff. Where overseas, people did it all the time. Maybe because you had to. What about practice pads?
In New York, we had... it was on Vestry Street, which is down by the river, and in the basement of this building, and... it flooded and ruined some of our stuff.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
That happens.
Yeah.
and then, I don't know, different things. Other people we knew were in the music building, which is on 8th Avenue and over by Penn Station, it's up there. And that was nice. I don't know.
Did you ever have to share with a bunch of bands?
That one, those were.
Yeah. Because, I it's just practical things like that. I imagine myself, if I was in a band there, how the hell would I do that? Anyway, we're at the end of the second hour, September 22nd, 2021, Dish Wap Pedro Show Special. Guest Andrew Klimek. Hold tight for our feet! September 22nd, 2021, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
May 31st, 2015, SOT practice, side two.
Rest in peace. Mountain.
Get funky, eat your apple night. I ain't gonna fight.
wearing that, senorita. I think you got you something there. Well, I'm gonna take it home, y'all. This right booty. Get up.
look out the window. There was nothing there for me. Everything about the window. Everything about the board. Everything that you love now. All love has been destroyed.
Walk for Pedro show. We started third hour off with Andrew Klimek, Old Memory. In fact, we've been doing the Old Memory. Sorry. Thank you, Andrew, for being patient with me. Babes, New York City, Tiger Night. Los Skeletons from Skeletons, South London. Get funky. Ya no Piffin, Especial Manuel Armida, Mexico City, but he's now in Yellowknife, Northwest Territory. Mi Jinko featuring Dave Scanyon. Nonoko Yoshida from Pet Bottle Ninjin. Some of that Lower East Side, a little later, right, John Zorn? Scene. So Gone, Samuel Locke Ward. They're Too Stupid to Die. Black Humor. Bad Blood Exhaust from Germany with Bach Blue. And finally, Andrew Klimek. Felt Hammer. What happened after Red Dark Sweet?
After Red Dark Sweet, I was in...
Andrew, I should ask you, that gig that the Minutemen and Red Dark Sweet shared, do you remember the Minutemen?
Totally.
That performance? We were so scared. You don't know how scared we were. Fuck. But we got through it. Well, D. Boone, he's a hard charger. So is Georgie. So what happens after Red Dark Sweet?
I was in a band called Death on a Stick.
It's great. It's a great
name. Which I'm told was some slang at colleges about, I don't know, lost me there. But oddly enough, I just got an email from Mark Ray from that band, and we're going to be doing a gig at... the Beats and Ballroom on the 24th of October.
All right. I love that.
And we haven't played together in ages.
Okay.
Almost as long as, you know, X-Plank X.
So this is like, 30 years, right? Something.
Yeah.
And how long did you... Now, this was in your band. You joined the Death on Stick guys? Or did you form it together?
We did not form together. They were going a little bit before I joined.
Okay. And how long did you guys go before you took a hiatus, right, if you're getting back together?
Yeah. Before we so rudely interrupted, we went a couple years. We're trying to get signed, and it didn't happen, and so that was kind of broke up after that.
And what about the dynamic when you join another cat's band and it's your band?
It's different. They're, you know, those bands are, it's all weird, in fact.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah. Well, humans are weird.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned. And I'm one of them. So I want to play this, something you gave me. I think it's live. It's called Alibi.
Yeah, but that's not what it's called. It's actually a Stooges song. I couldn't think of the name of it. I found it on a 45, but I can't find it now.
Okay, let's play it.
It's a Stooges song with... Thank you.
hated Prada, and I don't even know at the moment, really. I could work my whole life away, you know, I could be 25 and my career be over and not have anything to look back on, except for a bunch of fashion pictures. If you want to make the most of your eyes in the fashion market, stores bring home. Skirts are mainly made. Desert is mine. Prints are mixed. Colors are tough. There's fabric. There's pictorial. Look freshy.
God is good to all those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I couldn't beat the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. And their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, how would God know? Does the Most High know anything? This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and have washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been afflicted, and every morning brings new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed your children. I tried to understand all this, and it troubled me deeply, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny. Surely, you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakens. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I will fruit these before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, take me into glory. Whom am I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. We'll be right back.
Wap for Pedro show last music for this edition. Now, this song ain't called Alibi. And Andrew, sure, it's a Stooges tune, but I can't tell who's aboard.
Oh, Mark Edwards is on drums. He's was in My Dad's Dad. Tim Gabriel is on guitar, and Frank Cogan is on bass and sings.
Okay.
And I'm playing piano.
Yeah, and Andrew's on piano. When did you learn piano?
Back in 1977.
Wow. Okay, so like right when you were doing guitar also, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you didn't mention that.
Actually, I didn't mention that.
It's okay.
On one gig in New York, this band with John Morton. That's it. You know, one gig.
You mean you
there's
only,
always something better to play.
You mean you only play piano once? Oh wow.
As far as playing out at a gig, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty singular. That we had CFCF featuring No Joy with Model Cassins after that. Psalm 73, The Put On Gets Called Out. Lo-Fi PA version from Mountain Offense. Brother Philip. Big Bear. Mammoth. Dark Conclusions from Naja. And finally, 2-3, Andrew Klimek. Now, 2-3 was the name of that album, right?
It was just a live gig in my old neighborhood. The Literary Cafe?
Yeah.
I just picked that out of whatever.
But I remember, God, was it Frank who flowed me 2-3? This album? Not too long ago, right?
I don't know.
And what do you got going right now, music-wise?
I have a band called the Chocolate Ono Band.
Great. And who's in it?
Who's in it? On guitar, there's Tom Zubel on guitar. I play bass and...
Whoa, you play bass? You didn't tell me that.
I play bass in that and... who else is in it?
What kind of bass you got?
Joseph's on drums. I can't think of who else.
Well, it's a new proj, right?
Yeah.
And so what kind of bass you got?
I have two basses. One is a Harmony. I can't think of the name of it, but it's real old school, like you see. I can't think of their name, but. It was around in the late 60s, mid 60s. And then they did a retool of it a couple years ago. And that's a hollow body.
Right.
And I have a Dan Electro over here.
Ah!
It's
Longhorn?
No, well, it's not one of the Longhorns, but it's got medium horns.
Okay.
Well, it's blue. It's really nice finish, actually.
You know what? I think I know what it looks like. Richard Hell had like a copper-colored one when he let me play it. It was the first bass he ever bought. He's living up on 2nd Street. So Chocolate Ono Band, have they done any gigs yet?
Yeah, we've done gigs. And
planning to record?
Yeah, we'll record soon. Soon enough, if the world doesn't end. No.
Good point.
Like X-Link X was going to do, getting ready to do a tour.
Is that right?
And I like, oh. Then I was getting this thing. Like, there's gigs are closing. There's no gigs. And I had to break it to the guys in the band. Not open.
COVID-19.
That's right.
Yep. That's why I've been doing 5 shows a week since November. For Pedro. Okay, but things are going to get back on track. People getting vaccinated. That's our way out and stuff. So maybe you guys can do that X-Blank X tour. But We can't hear any Chocolate Ono Band yet, right? Because they're not recorded yet, right?
We haven't recorded in the studio. There's live tapes.
Okay. Okay. And if people want to find you on the internet?
They can find one of the many Google...
You mean use a search engine? We're not going to give that one company
the whole... Yeah, there's one of the many... I had several websites for the band. There's one for the band Tonguing. It's Tonguing 2010, I think. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them.
So people put in a search engine, A-N-D-R-E-W, second word, K-L-I-M-E-K. And
I-M-E-Y-K.
I-E-M. Oh, I got that spelled wrong? Tell me, Andrew.
No, the E-K is the way my family spelled it all along, but I just put the Y in there because I was in the band E-Y-K.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. So it's K-L-I-M-Y-K.
A-M-E-Y-K.
Okay, K-L-E-M-Y-K. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
You know better than I do. K-L-E-M-Y-K?
K-L-I-M-E-Y-K.
Oh, I-M-E. Okay. Fuck, I'm a slow learner. Okay.
That's all right.
I... K L I
M E Y
K. Okay, so you did that because you were in the band. And so that's what we got shirts for, people. A N D R E W K L I M E Y K. Thank you being so much for being on the show. And after 38 years, we get to talk again. I remember meeting you guys. We didn't get to talk a lot, I remember. But we were just so excited to be playing in New York City. It was a big deal for us, especially not being an opener. That was the first time. So thanks for being here then for me and being here now for me. Thank you, Andrew.
Yep.
Okay. People, it's been September 22, 2021. This is Wapito Show. Keep your powder dry.